Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Our next case this evening is case number 12,348, Taxi Properties LLC. Seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Zor Road, approximately 235 feet south of Wood Branch Road. The 911 address is 22384 Zor Road, Georgetown, and the zoning district is AR1. And the tax parcel is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 32.32. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an 18.8-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing porch, a 21.8-foot setback from the 40-foot front yard setback for an existing steps, and a 16-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing dwelling. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jeffrey H. Workman. My address is 36578 Brittingham Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Okay, as you see on the map, we're going to be talking about the one in lined in yellow. When I received my building permit, just so I state before, the lot number 13, I actually own lot 12, 13, and 11, 11, 12, and 13. We bought the house on the corner, number 12. Which was an existing home, and it's a property that I fixed up and rented out. Didn't realize it when we bought it, but one of the neighbors told me that I couldn't build houses on the other two lots. And, well, it just made me curious. And so I just looked into it. The lots were already established, so we had the lots reestablished. So I've already built a house on number 13. It's not showing that there. I think part of the reason the neighbor told me that because there was a dilapidated swimming pool that had crossed the property lines, and I removed the swimming pool and cleaned up the property, and so we decided to utilize the two lots. We've built a house on 13, and we've already rented that out, and we're building one on number 11. So I've already built the house. I'm not a builder. I already built the house on number 11. And when I got my building permit, because I'd built the one, like I say, I'm not a builder, but on 13, it stated that on my building permit that I could be 40 feet from the frontage. And then, so when I got the building permit for number 11, it stated that I could be 30 feet. And so, you know, I picked up the difference, and I called the permit office just to make sure that the permit was correct. And so I didn't call planning and zoning. I called the permit office where I picked the permit up, and she told me that it's different on different roads. Well, you know, it's not something I know. And so I took it to believe that I could bring the house forward 10 feet. So, you know, that's what I did. And so that the picture's not showing you, but the house is already there and built. And
but you're not 30 feet.
That's correct. And I laid the house out myself, and I felt like there was a difference there that I didn't realize. So, you know, part of that mistake is mine.
I'm confused on what you thought, because if it says front yard setback, that's 30 feet. I'm kind of confused where you got confused.
My confusion is where the setback starts from.
Your property line.
Right. According to the frontage. You know, I'm fine on the rear, the side.
What did you measure from?
I actually I measure from the road, and there's an extra paper.
Edge
of the pavement. But I allowed myself 10 feet because I didn't have anything that stated what the setback was, so I...
Right here, on your building permit, says front setback 30 feet.
Yeah, but it's where the setback starts.
Okay.
That's, you know, the setback where it starts. It doesn't start at the road, and I didn't know that. And so, like I say,
you know... So did you not know where your property line was?
As...
Is that the problem? You didn't have it surveyed, and you didn't have markers, so you did not know.
I just had it reestablished. So, what I'm saying is, when we felt like we could build a house, I went to a survey. I could have moved back.
Yeah.
And I had it back, but I brought it forward the extra 10 feet. That I thought was correct.
Hmm. Is it well and septic?
It's well and septic.
Where's your septic?
The septic is where the 167 marker is. So the septic tank will be up where the pink 3 is.
Mm-hmm.
That the septic tank will be there, and the septic runs.
The mound or gravity?
It's gravity septic.
And where's your well?
The well is in the very front corner on the, on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Okay.
I've talked to the neighbors that I've gotten to know over the time, and everything's fine with them. I manage the properties well. I take pride in having a nice looking place. If I could step back in time and move the house, I would do that. I'm not a person that tries to break the rules or change the way things are done. I've tried to follow the rules, and this just happens to be a situation I've got myself in, and I'm just asking for the variance in order to be able to use the property.
Would where the septic is set, would that have caused you to move that forward a little bit towards the road?
That's the main reasoning that I wanted the extra room, because my lots aren't real deep, and I was just allowing myself a little more room for the backyard, plus the septic.
What's the square footage of that lot?
Looks like it's 2,103 square feet based on the survey, Mr. Williams. 20,103.
.81 of an acre.
Can I have him go point where exactly where that septic is?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Septic tank will be sitting here, and the septic, there'll be three lines that will come to the property line. The house is sitting up here.
So basically it's up there because of the septic.
Well, 0.46, I apologize. I need a new calculator.
Gravity, not like a command system.
Or an LPP.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
What contractor did you use to build the house?
I built the house myself. Or I didn't do the framer, but I'm the contractor that set things up.
So So you're the general contractor?
Yeah.
But you had...
But I'm also part owner.
And did you do this subcontracting also?
Yes.
Okay, so you've done the work yourself?
Yes, and I, the reason I'm here at this point is a gentleman from planning and zoning, because my house is right here in Georgetown, he stopped one day because he noticed that the house was closer than he thought it should be. And, you know, he called me and talked with me and explained. So I got right up with him. I was away at the time, and when I got back in town, I met him at the planning and zoning office, see what I needed to do.
Okay.
You know, they were very helpful in guiding me, so to speak. But once I found out that I was kind of out of compliance, we stopped work. So, you know, just out of respect. He didn't tell me, nobody told me that I had to stop. So basically the house is framed, it's wired and plumbed, but there's no drywall or any other work that's done. So I've stopped for over a month.
Is the septic in?
The septic is not in.
Is not in?
The well is in, but the septic is not.
Okay. No other questions from members of the board? Does that conclude your presentation?
I think I've explained everything that happened, to the best of my knowledge.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application?
Yes.
Sir, would you like to come forward and speak?
I certainly would.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Eric L. Sackett, 22361 Zlor Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down in this Norwood at the end.
Before you begin, could you show us where your parcel is on the map, please?
Absolutely. So I am in the corner lot here, immediately opposite of the parcel in question. This is my lot here. If you click out once, you'll be able to see it in its entirety.
Okay.
This is my parcel.
All right, thank you.
So I stand in opposition today because, following your bullet points, the uniqueness of the property in question was known to the purchaser before they re-subdivided. So the obstacles that they have now should have been known to them prior to construction. Number two, possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the county zoning. Yes, absolutely. The house could have been built smaller. The septic could have been reconfigured to fit on this lot. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? It is not necessary, because had they planned, had plans approved, hired a surveyor, any of those things, we would not be here today discussing this variance. Is the exceptional practicality difficulty was created by the person who built this house? They built their house too close to Zlor Road in the setback. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Absolutely. If you see on Zlor Road, all of these houses conform to the setback. They all meet the county regulations as they exist now. The house in question is grossly close to the road. Requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. Perhaps it is the minimum that will afford relief to the builder economically, but I do not think that variances should be granted through the fault of a builder or a developer. It's also important to note that he pointed out he owns the three lots. Previously, that was one parcel. The gentleman who built the house on the corner owned all three of those lots. When he purchased this, he re-subdivided it as it was in the Rollins Manor subdivision initially. Denrec's rules, the county's rules, everyone's rules have moved on for when the Collins, or when the development was initially drawn up and drawn out. The requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation issue. That may be, but I think there's another solution here, which would be to get John Davidson to jack the house up and move it. The other concern I have here is because Zora Road is alternately called Alternate 24, and this intersection here is on the DLDOT list to be realigned and have a traffic light installed. If this house is allowed to stay this close to the property inside the setback, what burden will be placed on the other property owners here when DLDOT comes calling for more property to make expansions, widen the road, and install the traffic light? Reasons stated and the reasons that I have given that this was a issue created by the builder slash developer, I feel that this variance should be denied.
Okay.
As a side note that is not of interest to this board, I also filed a written complaint with Denrec Water Supply as the well that is drilled and exists on this property now is also out of compliance. The well that was drilled on this property is up in this front corner, and the permit calls for it to be 15 by 10 off the side property line, and it is not. It is 15 by 8.
Is that all you have?
That is all I have.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Can we see if there's any variances on Zora Road?
There's one.
I'm asking her. Thank you very much. Thank you. Would you please come forward again, sir? Did you submit a site plan to the property to get a building permit?
I did everything that I knew to do as far as to get a building permit. And I'll just say, I don't consider myself a developer or a, I am a contractor to a point, but as he said, I'm not really a developer. And I don't, you know, this is my only project probably.
Okay, thank you.
So to assist, we don't have a copy of the complete building permit application, but the building permit was issued on December 11th of 2018, so of last year, and the site plan that is part of the current application was prepared in July, so we know that this plan wasn't available at the time of the building permit. However, I can confirm that there was an error in the building permit. It did say 30 when the correct setback is 40, so there is an error on building permit.
Correct, but don't you have to submit a site plan or a plan of the house to get a building permit?
Technically, no. Although we prefer it, we are able to process a building permit application just based on a simple summary of the floor space required.
Okay.
So even if we were to hold the record open to obtain what was submitted, there's no guarantee that it will contain a site plan.
Maybe that's something that we need to change.
And just a word of correction. He pointed at the pie-shaped lot. You know, the one in question is the one with the yellow.
We understand that.
Okay. Sorry.
Any other questions from members of the board? Is there a reason I should hold the public hearing open? Not, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
If the board needs additional time, table it till the next meeting as well. Although I recognize, I think, Dr. Carson, I think you weren't going to be here.
That's correct.
So if needed to, you could table it till the meeting after.
Maybe that would be a good idea to table it till our September 16th meeting.
Got a motion?
Your pleasure. No, I can't make a motion. It's your pleasure.
I'll make a motion that we table case 12348 Taxi Properties LLC until the 16th, to the meeting of the 16th. And I would like to see if it's possible, I guess maybe, what was submitted, I guess, with the building permit, or what? And there was some question there, I guess.
We can obtain that. Do we need to reopen the record, Mr. Job?
What we would need to do is leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing for staff to provide whatever was submitted with the building permit application.
Okay.
And otherwise, for that limited purpose, but otherwise to put it on the agenda for the meeting on the 16th to allow for discussion and vote. And if that information can be circulated to the board beforehand, to do that.
We could do that tomorrow, sir.
Okay.
Have a motion and a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is tabled until September 16th, 2019.
Okay. And it's been left open for the limited purpose as stated in the motion.
Correct. To obtain the information that was presented to obtain the building permit.
Okay.
Thank you.